This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Well, PopularScience.com recently decided it would no longer accept comments on news articles, largely because of the amount of misinformation that was being put out there in the comments section. And I think that's a problem we run into. You know, there's this idea that we all need to be more interactive with the audience. But at what point do you shut it off when there's no value to the comments from the audience? And PopularScience.com has made that decision. Do you anticipate others might feel a need to do the same thing?
Well, I've always had mixed feelings about comments sections because you can comment anonymously. And back before computers, and early in my reporting career, I remember I had a newspaper editor who started up this feature where you could call in and leave a comment on a tape recorder, and we would publish it even without a name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very popular, but it was very controversial because you could be anonymous, and it encouraged hateful things. And the only way to be responsible about it was to really edit the comments and pick and choose what you published. So, with letters to the editor, you've always had to sign your name.
Exactly.
And take responsibility for your comments. So I'm all for audience engagement, but in this case, I think I sympathize with the editors of Popular Science, especially because the people were spreading misinformation about issues such as climate change and evolution, misleading. I mean, just I guess misleading other
flat out lying,
readers. Lying. Yeah, basically undermining good science.
Right. Popular Science says even a fractious minority wields enough power to skew a reader's perception of a story. And being that they are a science magazine, they're looking to get out the information that they're doing all these studies. They want to make sure that it's getting out to their public. And what's happening is that, you know, anyone that's reading these articles, they go and read it and then they read the comment section and they're finding that the readers are being skewed a different way. They're not getting everything out of that article because they go through the comment section. So I can see why they would want to turn off comments. And, you know, as a journalist, I do think that we have some responsibility for the comments that are put on our pages. Even people who do not comment anonymously sometimes still go off, you know, and will say things that could be libelous, that could hurt someone's reputation. I think that's dangerous. You know, I do realize that getting feedback from readers and viewers, that's actually really nice. That's great for social media. That's great for our websites that we're getting that feedback. But, you know, there's a point where it's no longer helpful and it's trolling. You know, it's people going out and just trying to maybe hurt someone's reputation just because they can. And that's where I would draw the line there. And that's why I feel, you know, I feel a little iffy about allowing comments on news articles myself. I will go through them and read them, but I usually don't get anything good out of them. You know, usually there really isn't much of a point to what, you know, when people are commenting on there that I'm getting anything better out of it, you know, or getting anything new that I wouldn't have thought of myself.
Which is one of the huge disappointments that I've found with reading online articles. Sometimes I'll read something really interesting and I'm curious, what do other people have to say about this? What are they thinking? And you start going through the comments and it's just the dumbest stuff. And it's so disappointing to see something like that, where you would think maybe there'd be an intelligent discussion evolving out of this article, and instead it's just people being idiots.
Yeah.
I'm sure some organizations must edit more than others, and I would be interesting to see what other policies are. But yeah, for it to work, I think you really need to edit them with a heavy hand if you're going to promote an informed debate.
Yeah, especially on your website. I mean, you own that. You want to make sure that you are moderating it. And some companies, I mean, they do have policies set forth where they will moderate the comments before they get published. You know, that's probably a good rule of thumb.
But of course, with staff cutbacks all over, the media, it becomes more difficult to to monitor. And there perhaps at one time was someone responsible solely for the website and monitoring discussions like that. And now, you know, everyone's being asked to do more with less. And and you can't stay on top of these discussions as much as perhaps you did in the past.
Yeah. And when it comes to, you know, the Facebook and pages and Twitter and social media in general, I can see where maybe they'll let people talk out a little bit more and maybe allow certain things. But again, even on Facebook pages now, people are cracking down on that, you know, and they are making sure that people are not, you know, putting out information that they shouldn't be. I mean, you can publish a story about maybe someone dying in a car crash. So there will be people who find out and they will say, oh, it was so-and-so. It's before the family even finds out. I mean, you have to watch out for that kind of thing. So I think we are responsible for those pages that are out there.
And some of this almost ties into our discussion from last week when we were talking about objectivity and presenting both sides of an issue. You know, with science in particular, if you write a story about climate change, for example, are you obligated to present the other side of the story, the people who don't believe there is climate change? Because most scientists, I believe, would tell you the scientific data supports the fact that the climate on the planet is changing. So do you feel obligated to present that other side of the story, or is that something you can leave off because it pretty much factually has been proven that the climate is changing?
Well, I feel like on that issue, it's, yes, the climate is changing, but people are fighting over why it's changing. And I think that that's the biggest part of it is people are fighting over the why, and not that maybe even that it is, but why is it? Is this something that happens? It's a cycle on this planet, or is it man-made? You know, there are scientists that are fighting amongst themselves over that issue, although there is, I think, more of a majority now that's saying that humans are the cause of that.
I don't think it's an issue where you say, okay, I'm going to give this much space to this side, and I'm going to give this much space to this side in the interest of being fair. If one side is not based on science, then you don't emphasize that side. You stick with the facts. You use an objective method when you're going about reporting your story and try to talk to lots of different experts, but they have to be
experts.
They have to base their comments on science.
Yeah, this is a concern I've heard from scientists, is that in the media, it seems like, for example, climate change stories always have someone from both sides, as if there's an active debate going on, as opposed to it pretty much being proven already.
Right, and I think you have to kind of lead people to the proven, verified science. I mean, I don't think you have an obligation to just be fair to all people, no matter what they think.
Yeah, and that's a hard one because, you will be attacked as a journalist. I mean, that's something that we have to realize, is that we can't make everyone happy. And there are sides to stories that they have to be told. And there are some sides of the story that really don't need to be told. And that's something that we have to come down to, and we have to make that decision.
I'm being told that we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.